Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Ayin. We are on page Reish Lamed Hey, which is the page before 470. Siman Shin Ayin is Dine Shituf Be'eruf, the halachas of joining together in an Eruv. The Mechaber says, Sif Aleph Hador Be'Beishar Achsadja Umerpesa Shebechatzer, one who lives in one of these areas in a chatzer, either a Beishar, an Achsadja, or a Merpesas. A Beishar is a guard's booth, an Achsadja is some kind of partially enclosed area, a merpesas is some kind of porch, we'll discuss it later. Any of these areas, eino oser al bnei achatzer, if he does not contribute to the eruv, he will not aser on the rest of the members of the chatzer. She'eino chashuvim dira, because all these places are not considered a makom dira. Aval hador bebeis ha-teven, bebeis ha-itzim, bebeis ha-bokar, bebeis ha-utros oser. But one who lives in a house that stores straw, or a house of wood, or a house of cattle, or a house of any other storage, that will aser, those are considered mekomos of dira. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Aleph Hador Bebeishar, this is the guard's booth leading into a chatzar. So lo shna shel rabin velo shna shel yochid. It doesn't matter if it's a guard booth leading into a chatzar that a lot of people live in that chatzar, or if only one person lives in that chatzar. Either way, it has a din of a beishar, which is not a makom dira. The afal pi sheyesh lo habeishar arba mechitzos, even though this beishar has four walls, v'gam hu makorah, it also has a roof on it. Afilu hachi still, kevan sha'ovrim derech sham, eino chashav dira. Since people pass through there to get to the chatzar, it's not called a makom dira. V'ayin l'kamon besiv zayin. Sivkotan beiz merpeses, Perusha Mavur Lakamam the Simon Shin Ayin Hey. We'll discuss in more details exactly what a Merpeses is in Simon Shin Ayin Hey. Eino Oser, all these three do not aser. Ki imlo nosan chelik be'erv. If the people living there do not contribute to the erev, they will not aser. Sivkatan Dalad, she'enam chashuvim dira. They're not considered makomos of dira. Vehu adin sukkah sechag bechag. And the same thing is true about a sukkah on sukkahs. Gam kein lo chashiva dira le'aser. It's also not considered a makom dira to aser. Bayish she'imbo arba amos al arba amos eino oser, a house that is small, it doesn't have four amos al four amos, will not aser. The lo chashiva dira, that's not called a dira. Sevkotan hey aval hador, one of these other places, it will aser. The chashuvim dira, they are considered makom dira. The afal pisha asuya mikonim v'kayose baza, even if they're only made out of reeds or similar materials, it's still going to be considered a makom dira. Umavur l'kamam b'sef hey, t'im ochel sham, we're going to see later on that if you eat there, afal pi she'enu yoshein v'shochev sham, even though you don't sleep or lie down there, mikri dira, it's still called a dira. T'im makom pita gorim, the place where your bread is, the place where you eat, that's what causes it, that's what gives it a shame dira. Sifkatan vav, these places, aser, ad she'yitein chelko be'erev, until you contribute your chelek to the erev. Continues the mechaber in sefbez. Balabayas sheyesh lo harbei batim b'chatzer. You have one balabayas that owns various houses in the chatzer. V'hishilon o hischiron la'acherim, and he lends them out or he rents them to others. V'yesh lo b'kol echad mehem dvarim she'enam nitolim b'shabbos, and he has in each of those houses that he rents out or lends out items that cannot be moved on Shabbos, either mechamas kovdon, either because they're too heavy, o machmas iser, or because they're not allowed to be moved. Sheim dvarim sha'asr l'tatl mafil l'tzarech mekoman. They're a serious iser of mukta, that they're not allowed to be moved, even l'tzarech mekoman. So in those cases, ein hadorim behem osrim alav. Those who live in these other houses will not aser on this balabayas. Lefi shenasu kulam ka'orchem etzlo, because they all considered like his guests. Ulafikach, and therefore gam he mutarim lhotzi mi bateim lchatzer. These people can also carry from their houses to the chatzer. Afal pi shelo nasnu eruv, even though they did not contribute to the eruv. The mechaber continues and says, v'im ein habatim shelo. If the houses are not his, lo kenuyos, are not bought by him, velo schuros, are not rented by him, afal pi sheyeshlo behem dvarim sha'asur l'taltulam, even though he has in these other houses items that he owns that can't be moved, osrim zel zel, the two houses will aser on each other. It's not enough that you have rights to put things in someone else's house that can't be moved, it also has to be that you have rights in the house, that you either own the house, or you're renting the house, and you're subleasing it to this person, only then will the person be considered your oreach, and not required to could give in to the Eruv. The Rama says, V'yesh Omer, there are those who say, the kol zek is she'en dayorim b'chotzer elohim. This whole discussion, according to some, is only when these are the only people living in the chatzar, that it's only the balabayas with the different people that rented or borrowed his houses. Aval kishiyesh deyorim achirim. But if there are other people that have their own houses living in the chatzar, omalichim eruvan etzlam, and they're placing the eruv in one of those houses, tzrichim kol echad la'arev, then every one of these houses has to contribute to the eruv. Then the Rama switches gears a little bit, and he says a new case. Echad she'sachar bayis min ha'uvei kochavim, a person rented a house from a goy, v'hiskir echad min ha'biru l'chaver, when he rented out one room to a friend. So im itchilo lo schara adayte dehachi, if when he rented it from the goy, he did not have this plan in mind, so havele ki'ilu kol ha'biru shalom, so it's as if he rented the whole house is his, v'hiskir echad min ha'batu l'chaveru, and then he rented out one of the rooms to his friend, and then it's considered that he's like his oreach, and they would not need an eruv together. But if he rented a mitchila from the guy, having in mind his friend is going to get one of the rooms, then it's like he's a shaliach of his friend, and it's like they rented two independent houses, and it will not help unless they have an eruv. Even if one has rights and some items in his friend's rishus, it's not going to help. It's considered two separate rishuyos. It's not considered an oreach, and they would have to make an eruv together. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin. Again, the first case of the Mechaber is you have one person who's the Baal Bayis, and he rents out or lends out five other houses that he owns, so they do not need to contribute to the Erev independently. They are considered like his Oreach. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, V'dafkir kishish ilon lizman meruba. This is talking about a case where he lends out his house for a long period of time. But if he only lent it out for a short period of time, then it will never aser on him if they don't contribute to the Erev. Now what's considered as man beruba, what's lefisha? So if you look across in the Be'er Halacha, he writes, lefisha hainu shloshim yom. Lefisha, the poskim say, is 30 days. Aval yoser haves man meruba. So the cutoff is 30 days. If a person lends out his house less than 30 days, that house can never aser on him more than 30 days, so then it would depend on the discussion we're having over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Sivkaton Ches, if the Baal Bayis has items in these houses that cannot be moved, either Machmas Kovdon, says the Mishnah Berurah, Av She'ein Nasa Muktzah Ideha Kovet, even though the weight of the item does not make a Muktzah, Mikol Makom still, Kevin She'esh Tarach Lefanosan, since it takes a lot of burden to remove these items from the house, Ein Derech Lichlo B'Shabbos, it's not normally to remove them on Shabbos, and therefore they're considered staying there on Shabbos, and you have a Tfisas Yad in his Rishus. Sivkaton Tes, or you have items there that are also l'taltolam afilu, the imhoyim mutter l'taltolon l'tzara gufan ha-makoman, if the items were only a klishim latul iser, and they were allowed to be moved l'tzara gufan ha-makoman, that would not give you a tfisas yad, because efshir she yitzdarich balabayas l'shtamish ben b'shabbos, maybe the balabayas would need it for use on Shabbos, and he would remove it l'tzara gufo, o l'hotziyam mibeso machmas ezasib, or maybe l'tzarach makoma, they would take it out of the house on Shabbos, v'lo yishar lo shom tfisas yad, he wouldn't remain there with a tfisas yad. Therefore, it has to be that the items that the Baal Bayis has in these houses that are rented out or lent out, it has to be that they're not going anywhere on Shabbos, either because they're too heavy or because they are higher level muktzah that are not allowed to be moved, l'tzarach gufan or l'tzarach makoman. So Sivkaton Yud, these other houses will not aser on the Baal Bayis if they don't contribute to the Erev, she'nasu kulam korachem, because they're like the guests of this Baal Bayis. Since the owner did not remove himself from these houses at all, but it's dafka if he has items in these houses. But so long that he doesn't have items in these houses, even though he has permission to put the items there, lo mahani, that would not help. Sivkaton Yud Aleph Etzlo Umayri Kishiyesh Lo Rishus Laniach Sham. It has to be that he has permission to place items there. Va'afilu Ein Lo Rishus Laniach B'chol HaBayis, even if he doesn't have permission to place things anywhere he wants in the house, Rak B'pina Achas, just in one corner, that's enough. Avalim Ein Lo Rishus Lazek Klal, but if he has no rishus to put things in the house, Rak She'niach L'Sham B'derech Mikre, he just happened to put things there, Ve'ein Makbidin Ola B'zeh, they're not makbid on him, Lo Nasu Ayidei Zeh Ka'orichim Etzla V'Ostrim Ola, then they don't become like his guests, and they will aster on him. So the Mishnah Berurah is basically telling us in the last two Sivkatons that we need two things. Number one, that he has rights to put things in the house, and number two, that he actually put things in the house. then the person that's living in the house that is rented or borrowed from the Balabayas will not ask her on the Balabayas if he does not contribute to the Erev. The Mechaber ended off and said, but if the houses are not his, he just has a tfisas yad, he just has permission to put things, but it's not really his house, he doesn't own it, he didn't rent it and then sublease it, so then they will ask her on each other. Says the Mishabur, it's a lomer, it means to say, Sivkat and Yubez. The halacha the Mechaber is discussing in the beginning is where the houses are really his. Oshu Sachar, Oshu Shal Etzlo. So either he owns them, or he rented them all, or he borrowed them. Vahu is Skiron O Ishilan Lacher. And then he subleased them or sublent them out to others. So they're really his houses that he's giving to someone else. The Baze Amrinan Duhunasa Kareach Etzlo. Then we say that people that are living in his houses are considered like his guests. Avalim Eina Bayesh Shayach Lo Klal. But if you have no Shayachas to that house, Elishneim Him Shchainim Bechatzer, they happen to be two neighbors in a Chatzer. Vechol Echad Yesh Lo Bayesh Befnei Atzmo. When each one has his own house, just one of them has permission to put items in his friend's house, and he put items in his friend's house. Lo nasahu kabalabayis alov. It does not give him the shame of a balabayis over him. And the other person doesn't get a shame of a reach. So we have to have that one person is the balabayis over all the houses. Either he owns them, or he rented them and then subleased them, or he borrowed them and then sublent them out. But it has to be that he has a bialus on the house, plus he has permission to put items in there, and he put items in there. Then we say he's the balabayis. That's the reach, and they won't answer him. Continues the Mishaburis of Katan Yud Gimel. The Ramah told us this whole leniency of the Tfisas Yad is only if there's no one else living in the Chatzar, only them, then they don't need to make an Erev. But if there are others living in the Chatzar, and the Erev is in the other people's houses, so then not only does he need to contribute, but all the houses that he has lent out or rented out also will have to contribute to the Erev. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yud Gimel, Rotz Lomer means to say, Eimasai Moel Tfisas Yad Sheish Lebalabayas. When does the Tfisas Yad of the Balabayas help? Bizman she'eni mohem doyoron acherim b'chatzer, when no one else lives in the chatzer. Elohu v'osan ha'anoshem shehishul. Just the balabayas who owns the houses, and those people that he lent to, v'shehiskir lehen, and that he rented to. O afilu yesh odayoron b'chatzer, in brackets he adds on, even if there are other people living in the chatzer, but the Erev is being placed in the house of this Balabayas. Or it's being placed in one of the houses that he has rights over, he has a Tfisas Yad in them. Then the Balabayas and the houses, none of them have to actually give in bread. Because then they're all viewed as one house. And we know the house where the Erev is placed doesn't have to give bread. So his house, the Balabayas, and all his Orachim will not have to give bread if the Erev is in one of their houses, even if there are other people living in the Chatzar. Avol, kishiyesh o dayorin acherin b'chatzar. But if there are other people living in the Chatzar, umanichem ha'erev shalom, and they're placing the Erev not in the Balabayas' house. It's in one of the other people's houses. In that case, for sure, the Balabayas has to contribute to that Erev himself. So then, lo mahani b'zeh tfisas yad lifter ha-socher militin chelek be'erev. Then the tfisas yad that he has in other people's houses that are borrowing from him or renting from him will not help to pot to them from giving. The migo de shorei de yorin asriya balabayas, since the other people in the chatzar asr on the balabayas. So hanoch shadorim v'beiso nami asriya lov. So these people that are living in his house also asr on him, ad she yitnu chelek be'erev, until they all give in a chelek of the erev. Now, if you look at note number 16, he points out, the Chazon Ish argues with this Mishnah Berurah, which is really just explaining the Ramah. So it seems like the Chazon Ish is arguing with the Ramah, Vedasa Chazon Ish, Shegam Ba'ofen Sheish Dayorim Acherim B'chatzer, even in the case where other people live in the Chatzer, V'ha'erev Munach Etzlam, and the Erev is by one of the other people, Mo'ilot Fisas Yad Shel Amaskir L'inyat Shasochrim Peturim Milaseis Chelek Be'erev. The Tfisas Yad the Balabayas has in other people's houses that are renting from him or borrowing from him will help, but they do not need to contribute. The Chazon Ish argues with the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah. The Ramah and the explanation of the Mishnah Berurah is And if the Erev is in someone else's chatzar, not in someone else's house, in the chatzar, not only does the Babayis has to give, but everyone he's renting to also has to contribute. The Chazanish says, no, the Tfisa said helps, that only the Babayis will have to give, and that will cover everyone that is in his borrowed or rented houses. An additional point over here is note number 13, where this din applies very much, possibly in a hotel. Malon Shebailov Yehudi. Malone, where the owner is a Jew, umaskir lo'orichim chadorim sheyesh behem mitos v'shulchanos v'kadome, and he rents out to the guests rooms that have in them beds and tables shasochrim mishtamshim behem that the renters are using in the hotel room. So das hadvar avrom d'achazonish shelo nechshav sheyesh l'babaya shon tfisas yad. They say that's not considered tfisas yad. V'osir l'talta b'li erev, you would have to make an erev in that hotel. V'chein daik b'shalashin shuvas minchas yitzchok mehamarsham. U'kidivreim koso b'shalashin shuvas not a sorek. V'chein das ha-shoal b'shalashin shuvas marshag. Fine. Me'idach, if you skip two lines. B'shalashin shuvas me'yehuda kosov, shekevan shebiyad b'alabayis l'kachas as amita v'ashulchan u'lahachlifan b'acherim. Since the owner of the hotel has the right to take out the beds and the tables and switch it with others. And the guests have no right to take out these pieces of furniture to move it somewhere else. So it is considered the Babayis Tfisas Yad. And according to them, you would not have to make an Erev in that hotel. So it's a major machlokas over here. How we view a hotel if the owner is a Jewish owner and he does have a Tfisas Yad in the furniture in the rooms that he can change and they can't change. Is that considered Tfisas Yad that would not require an Erev, or would that still be requiring an Erev? That is a major machlokas aposkim. If you look at the end of the note, he writes from the Shevet HaLevi, Shehalocha kachazonishu di'imei she'eino nechshav she'yesh lo'bayon Tfisas Yad. That lahalocha, it's like the chazonisha, it's not considered Tfisas Yad. However, b'shas atchak she'yefshir lahamed adas altila, there is what to rely on, but it is not the ideal state. Now we go weiter in the Mishabura on the last point of the Ramah. The Ramah again discussed when a person was renting a house from a Goy, and then he rents out one of the rooms in the house to another Yid. So he said it depends on his kavono at the time of the rental from the Goy. If he rented the house Stam from the Goy, and then afterwards decided to rent out a room, so then he and his friend is considered a Balbayas and an Oreach, they wouldn't need an Erev. But if when he rented it from the Goy, he had in mind to give it one of the rooms to his friend, and so it's like he was a Shaliach, and they rented it together, it's like two independent houses, and they would need an Erev. Says the Mishabura Sevkotin Yodalat, Echel Menabira, Hainu Cheder Echel Menabira. He rented to his friend one of the rooms of the house. Sivkotan Tezvov, Adaite Dehochi. If he didn't do it with this in mind, the Ramah said in Mitchila Lo Schar Adaite Dehochi. He did not have this in mind. What's a Lomar? Bishosh Esochar Menachum. At the time when he rented the house from the Goy, Lo Kivin Liskor Ba'adu Ubar Chaveru. He did not have in mind to rent it for himself and for his friend. It was only for himself. And then he decides to rent it to his friend. His friend is considered his oreach via tfisas yad in his room. Aval sevkotan tazayim. If he did it, adaita dehochi ratzalome dimitchilas schirus. From the beginning of the rental from the goy, kivin liskor gam bi'ar chaver. He had in mind to rent out a room to his friend as well. V'nisratza itur lodur yachtav. And they already worked things out to be living together in the same house. So ishtakach dehai socher menaakum shlichuso dechavrei kovid. So this person that's renting from the goy is like he's doing the shlichas of his friend. Ushneim shavim abayas zen. They're both equal in this house, and therefore they would aser on each other. Sevkotin yodzayin velo mahani vekanisko leel b'divrei hamachaber dim ein abatim shalo. It's like we said earlier in the machaber, the batim are not his, meaning he didn't rent it to his friend. It's two independent houses. Just because you have a tfisas yad is not going to be enough. And in this case, where he's like the shliach of his friend, and it's like they rented the house together, so then they are like two independent houses, and they would have to make an Erev together in order to be able to carry. Let's stop there and continue next time, Mitzvah Hashem, with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.